coffee cup. Winnie Sinclair will be disappointed if you don't show up. You're leaving us soon to go back to San Antonio. It would make her day to see you at this party. Kilraven averted his gaze to the front window beyond which cars were driving around the town square that was decorated with its Santa, sled, and reindeer, and the huge Christmas tree. Streamers and colored lights were strung across every intersection. There was a tree in the police station, too, decked out in holiday colors. Its decorations were, to say the least, unique. There were little handcuffs and toy guns and various emergency services vehicles in miniature, including police cars. As a joke, someone had strung yellow police tape around it. Kilraven didn't want to think about Winnie Sinclair. Over the past few months, she'd become a part of his life that he was reluctant to give up. But she didn't know about him, about his past. Someone had hinted at it because her attitude toward him had suddenly changed. The shy smiles and rapt glances he'd been getting had gone into eclipse, so that now she was formal and polite when they spoke over the police band while he was on duty. He rarely saw her. He wasn't sure it was a good idea to be around her. She'd withdrawn, and it would be less painful not to close the distance. Of course it would. He shrugged his broad shoulders.
I guess a few Christmas carols won't kill me, he muttered.
Cash grinned.
I'll get Sergeant Miller to sing you the one he composed just for us.
Kilraven glared at him.
I've heard it, and please don't.
He doesn't have a bad voice, Cash argued.
For a carp, no.
Cash burst out laughing.
Suit yourself, Kilraven,
he frowned.
Don't you have a first name?
Yes, I do, but I don't use it, and I'm not telling it to you.
I'll bet payroll knows what it is,
Cash mused.
And the bank.
They won't tell, he promised. I have a gun.
So do I, and mine's bigger,
Cash returned smartly.
Listen, I have to do concealed carry in my real job, he reminded the older man. And it's hard to fit a 1911 Colt 45 ACP in my waistband so that it doesn't show.
Cash held up both hands.
I know I used to do concealed carry too. But now I don't have to, and I can carry a big gun if I want to.
At least you don't carry a wheel gun like Dunn does.
He sighed, indicating Assistant Chief Judd Dunn, who was perched on the edge of his desk talking to a fellow officer, with a 45 Ruger Vaquero in a fancy leather holster on his hip.
He belongs to the Single Action Shooting Society, Cash reminded him, and they're having a competition this afternoon. He's our best shot.
After me,
Kilraven said smugly.
He's our best resident shot,
came the reply.
You're our best migrating shot.
I won't migrate far, just to San Antonio.
Kilraven's silver eyes grew somber.
I've enjoyed my time here. Less pressure.
Cash imagined part of the reduced pressure was the absence of the bad memories Kilraven still hadn't faced. The death of his family 7 years ago in a bloody shooting. Which brought to mind a more recent case, a murder that was still being investigated by the sheriff's department with some help from Alice Mayfield Jones, the forensic expert from San Antonio, who was engaged to resident rancher Harley Fowler.
"Have you told Winnie Sinclair about her uncle?"
Cash asked in a hushed tone, so that they wouldn't be overheard. Kilraven shook his head.
"I'm not sure that I should at this stage of the investigation. Her uncle is dead. Nobody is going to threaten Winnie or Boone or Clark Sinclair because of him. I'm not even sure what his connection to the murder victim is. No use upsetting her until I have to."
Has anyone followed up on his live-in girlfriend?
Not with any more luck than they had on the first interview,
Kilraven replied.
She's so stoned on coke that she doesn't know the time of day. She can't remember anything that's of any use to us. Meanwhile, the police are going door to door around that strip mall near the apartment where the murder victim lived, trying to find anybody who knew the guy. Messy murder. Very messy.
There was another case. That young girl who was found in a similar condition 7 years ago,
Cash recalled. Kilraven nodded.